You're listening to Morning Edition on VPR. I'm Henry Epp in for Mitch Wertlieb. Earlier this week, the Rutland Herald and Times Argus newspapers eliminated the position of editorial editor, ending the tenure of David Motes. He's been with the Herald since 1982 and notably won the Pulitzer Prize in 2001 for editorials he wrote in favor of same-sex civil unions in Vermont. He's also an occasional commentator for VPR. And David Motes joins me now. Welcome.
Hello.
So it sounds like perhaps you were nearing retirement from the Rutland Herald and Times Argus, but was it your decision to leave at this time?
No, it came about after some discussions about what I might want to be doing and trying to figure out how it fit with their plans under new ownership and, you know, their plans for getting the paper back on its feet and so on. I had been looking towards, you know, something different. They sort of gave me a nudge toward what I was contemplating anyway.
So given that, how are you feeling about this decision now?
Well, I'm fine with it. I think a lot of people who are reacting to it are upset or sad or feeling a sense of loss. I think mostly about what's happening in the newspaper industry. You know, I'm one person, but the newspaper industry as a whole, all across the country, has been contending with these economic forces that are causing newspapers to shrink and people to lose their jobs. Even, you know, I have a good friend who was a reporter of national stature at a paper out in California. And you know, he saw the handwriting on the wall and took a buyout. You know, people at big papers take buyouts and they move on. Other people get laid off here in Vermont. A lot of people have lost their jobs as things, you know, shrink down. And it's all a matter of newspaper economics, which are tough.
Well, so, of course, this decision leaves the Rutland Herald without an editorial page editor. And that's maybe an unusual decision for a newspaper. What do you think that says more generally about where newspapers are at today?
I think it says that they have to allocate their resources where they most need them. And I think what the Rutland Herald and Times Argus are thinking is they need local coverage of local news, and the editorials can be written by other editors. Maybe they'd like to have an editorial page editor, but it may be a luxury that they can't afford.
Well, what would be the case for having an editorial page editor at this point?
Customarily, there's a divide between the news side and the editorial side. The news side, the editors who work in the news maintain their objective view of things, and they guide the news coverage accordingly. And then the editor of the editorial page is showing what one person or, you know, the editorial writers think about the news. And he's not objective. He's taking a point of view. And so editors who sort of straddle those two, they have to be careful about not letting opinion guide their news coverage. And, you know, then they have the additional job of writing editorials.
Well, with social media, there's no shortage of opinion writing right now. But do you see a difference between the kind of opinion pieces that are online and the kind of editorial writing that you have traditionally done?
I don't really pay attention to opinions floating around the social media. They talk about mainstream media curates the news or curates the opinions. Well, I'm glad for the curation because, you know, I look at Washington Post website or New York Times or other sources and I find expertise and excellent journalism, and I think there's a place for that. And I think most readers have to decide whom they trust, and rather than just sort of wander around in a wilderness of random opinions, you sort of got to pick who you trust. And that is what the editorial page of even a small paper like the Rutland Herald tries to provide.
Well, but, you know, given that, you know, even if a paper is you know, curating opinions, it is also existing in a world where there's, you know, a multitude of opinions online all the time. So I'm curious, as that has happened over recent years, do you feel like the public impact of your editorials has changed at all? Has there been a change in the level or the amount of responses that you get from the public?
Oh, I don't think so, other than just maybe the declining influence of newspapers as a whole. People still read the editorials and still respond, and some of them like the editorials and some of them don't, and that's just the way it is.
Well, finally, David, when most people talk about your career, they reference your Pulitzer Prize, of course, as I did early in this interview, and you won that in 2001 for your editorials in favor of same-sex civil unions. Do you feel like that was the highlight of your career, or are there other editorials that you're more proud of?
Definitely the highlight. That was a great moment, a great accomplishment, and I was able to write a book subsequently telling the story of Vermont civil unions, and that, I guess, ranks up there with my sense of accomplishment. Also, I'd like to point out another thing I was kind of proud of. You know, coming off the Pulitzer, I was saying to myself, okay, now what? And then 9/11 happened, and I really sort of dived into writing editorials about 9/11 for, you know, a few weeks afterwards. And those editorials won a New England First Place Prize for 9/11 editorials. And I thought, okay, I've still got it, you know, and so I appreciated that also. But I guess the Pulitzer and then the book that followed are kind of right up there.
David Motz was editorial editor for the Rutland Herald and Times Argus. He's also an occasional commentator for VPR. David, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.